Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
James Coe, Matt Harmon on Reception Perception, the show. If you enjoy the program, we wouldn't hate it if you liked and subscribed to the podcast as well. All right, the big game on the docket, though, was Cincinnati-Buffalo, and boy, did that game not live up to the billing. What in the hell happened to Buffalo, Matt Harmon? They absolutely did a no-show during the divisional round. It just was, it's baffling how bad they played in that game.
You know, I wrote for Yahoo on Monday morning, and I feel really strongly about this, that I think Buffalo had been trying to tell us all year that we overrated their roster, that we overrated their chance at their like all in this to win the Super Bowl. And then I think they really screamed it to us on Sunday. Like, I think they've been trying to tell us all year. And then on Sunday, right, they really let us know for sure. And I, you know, it comes back. There are obviously bigger problems, you know, with the, maybe not bigger problems, but there are other problems with the Bills. I mean, the fact that they couldn't get any pressure on Joe Burrow, despite the fact that he's playing with three backup offensive linemen, and they have invested. I know they have had injuries, obviously, chiefly that to Von Miller was like their icing on the cake sort of signing there as a pass rusher, but they've invested a lot of resources in the defensive line, and they couldn't touch him. I mean, they couldn't touch him at all afternoon, but basically, you know, their defense has sort of been in a slight decline and doesn't show up in big games consistently. Over the last probably 2 years, for sure. Like, I think that's a problem. Obviously, their offensive line was a huge problem all year. I'm getting sick of the fact that they can't run the ball either, and that they don't even like really try to run the ball. I'm getting a little bit sick of that. But they're another team, definitely less drastically than the Giants that we just talked about, because they have Stephon Diggs. But they're another team that I think desperately needs to remake their pass catching core around Steph Diggs. Like, there, Gabe Davis was, I know this is harsh, James, and but I wrote this in my column. I said it in our Discord. Like, Gabe Davis got steamed up fantasy draft boards because people don't watch film and they don't understand players, period. And I know that sounds harsh, but that's just the truth of the matter. Cause you, and I think the Bills, like, they felt, but the Bills fell hook, line, and sinker for the playoff performance last year too, because they rolled him out there as a number two receiver with no competition. He was a problem. Their slot receiver position was a problem all year long as well. Like, they were just an easier offense to defend than I think we expected heading into the year. So the Bills, you know, I mean, look, they have Josh Allen, they have Stephon Diggs. They'll be right back here next year. They don't have a ton of work to do, but I do think they have to take a hard look in the mirror about the guys that they roll out on offense around Josh Allen.
You know, the defense, I think, just, it doesn't, from a talent standpoint, they're there. They're A+. You know what I mean? Sean McDermott, though, he absolutely, utterly dropped the ball. This is a defensive-minded head coach, and that defense absolutely stunk up the joint. What I don't understand in regards to the Bills is, okay, let's say you give up some broken play touchdowns to start off. You're out the jump. You're down 14 zippers, right? Okay, fine. Bro, at halftime, you got to make some adjustments. Right. Like, maybe, yeah, you say, there were broken plays. You know, we'll just play our base defense and we'll get by. No, I mean, the rest, yeah, of the first half, the Bengals did whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted. They ran the ball right down Buffalo's throat. And I think the passing defense this year took a huge slide as compared to last year. And I don't know, to be honest with you, look, Trey White is a great player, but him coming off that injury and them trying to incorporate him into this defense did not work.
Didn't work this year.
It absolutely did not work. And he was flat out a liability out there. And for whatever reason, the communication just is not there when they were trying to work in Trey White. And again, Tre'Davious, when he's healthy, is one of the top two corners in the NFL. I just don't think he was healthy. I don't think he was right coming into 2022. I'll tell you what just drove me nuts, though, is the fact that, okay, the Bengals have three backup O-linemen. Right. And realistically, you could say, well, they got two backup O-linemen because they haven't played with one of the starters for a real long time. Fine. Okay. But regardless, with the holes on the offensive line, the Bills blitzed on just 21% of the passing downs there against the Bengals. Look, it's just not enough. It's just not enough when Joe Burrow is slicing and dicing you to bits. You got to make that defensive adjustment in the second half, and they absolutely did not. They played their base defense again and again and again, and when they needed stops, they still did not change anything up, you know? Like come in with just go press at the line, you know, and blitz. Let's just see what happens. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. To me, it was frustrating watching the game plan play out because they made zero adjustments. I thought Josh Allen had one of his worst games all year long. I mean, you don't even need to go past, you know, the box score to know that he played bad, right? Like 25 of 42, 265 through the air, no touchdowns, one interception, 59% completion rate, a 68.1 quarterback rating. None of that is good. Absolutely none of that is good. And he couldn't get out of the pocket. 8 carries for 26 yards. Like, it was an absolute shutdown. By the way, the defensive coordinator, what's his name? Lou Anarumo. I can never say his last name. Lou Anarumo. This guy needs to get some head coaching consideration.
Yeah.
He's been game planning his ass off all year long. Remember when they lost Chidi Awuzie? They didn't miss a beat. I thought that would show up
particularly in this game, right? For all the crap I just talked about Gabe Davis, we know he can rip it deep. Obviously, they have Stephon Diggs. Like, he can take a cornerback to the woodshed too, you know, especially on the outside. But I'm glad you brought up Lou Anarumo, because I think when you juxtapose how you talk about Anarumo's defenses versus Sean McDermott and Leslie Frazier and what they're doing in Buffalo, you're so right that they go out there and they just run their stuff. And I think in today's NFL, against some of the quarterbacks in the league right now, particularly Joe effing Burrow, like, if you're not changing the picture at the line of scrimmage, if you're just running out there and running the same stuff over and over again, you're going to get filleted. I mean, because this isn't
so bad.
I mean, you're going to give a single coverage on the outside. We'll take it and rip it. We'll go down the field. But if you're going to give us just like soft zone free releases, like, they'll take those little hitches to Jamar Chase and stop routes all day to Jamar Chase every single, they'll just go down the field. And like, the first, nobody ever brings Jamar Chase down on the first tackle attempt. He almost always breaks the first tackle. So he'll turn 5 yard stop routes into 10 yard gains, and they'll just go right down the field. And that's pretty much exactly what happened during the game. So I agree that I think Sean McDermott has done a great job as the Buffalo Bills head coach, obviously. But I think from he comes from the Ron Rivera tree, and like, Rivera was the same way in Carolina. And I mean, McDermott was this way as a defensive coordinator in Carolina. And I think you could argue that Rivera's done the same thing basically in Washington from a defensive standpoint. And obviously with Jack Del Rio there, it's just a run your stuff defense. And then you have guys like Lou Anarumo, who, remember the AFC Championship last year that we're getting a rematch of. In the first half, Mahomes was just cutting them up, and then they went to a lot of drop eight stuff. They
right.
You know, didn't send a
change
ton of
it up
at halftime. They adjusted. Anarumo's been great at that. And then you look at these guys like Frazier and McDermott, who've, you know, sort of been around the block for a minute, especially Leslie Frazier's been in the league for a while. You gotta change the picture on these quarterbacks, or you're gonna get smoked.
I thought it was just baffling. what they did. And you know what they've gotten by with, Matt, is just talent. You know, they've been so talented on the defensive side. So
they've had injuries in the secondary too, beyond just Tre'Davious White coming back from a torn ACL. Like,
for sure.
Obviously, Micah Hyde's been out for a long time. Jordan Poyer missed time. You know, Damar Hamlin was a backup. Obviously, we know he's not playing right now. So they've had a lot of like rookies cycling in and out there. And it's funny, though, because, again, a lot of those McDermott defenses in Carolina, they would have just nobodies off the street coming in and playing. Like, they'd sign whatever old veteran cornerback was available to play. They'd throw him in there. You knew Rivera when he coached the Chargers 10 years ago. Come on and play for us here for a minute, whatever. We'll throw you out there and you'll have like a real solid season. Fine. And then we'll throw a bunch of fifth round picks at safety and it'll be fine. But that was like 8 years ago at this point. The quarterbacks are better now. They're smarter and everything. It's just like defenses has changed. So yeah, you're right. It's they have gotten by on talent. And then when they have injuries, this is the result.
Yeah. It's just so bad. And again, they have arguably one of the best, you know, linebacking cores in the NFL. And it just didn't matter. Not even in the run game. I mean, my God, even Joe Mixon was just running wild on them. It made no sense to me. I don't know, but going into the offseason, okay, so they need a number two, but Matt, I would almost argue that they really need a reliable slot guy that could just get open and in a hurry, you know, like a guy that can just separate like in an instant. These long developing plays that kind of sort of, I think, feed into Josh Allen's bad tendencies. Again, they just need a clearer picture underneath for Josh Allen to kind of take what's available to him. And listen, he'll do that too. But right now they don't really got a guy, I think, that can get open in the short area of the field quickly.
Yeah. And I agree with you that it feeds into Josh Allen's worst habits. Cause to start the year, it was like, man. And Allen said today, and he's talked about like the elbow injury and how that affected him, which we all knew that was what was going to happen. Like, as soon as the Bills got eliminated from the playoffs, so they won the Super Bowl, was going to be, by the way, Josh Allen's elbow has been bugging him all year, which is probably, I'm not saying it's not true, but we knew that was going to be the case. Cause like, as soon as he hurt the elbow, it's like, okay, well, it's not like he's not Jake DeLome or Ben Roethlisberger when his elbow is about to fall off because he's an old man, but it's probably going to bug him the rest of the year. And I think objectively true, like it bothered him the rest of the year. But I agree with you that at the beginning of the year, he was getting the ball to running backs. You know, he was targeting running backs at a higher rate than he ever had. He had been sort of looking like, all right, I'm taking those quicker hitting routes, even if they're not perfect, even if they're like Isaiah McKenzie or they're, you know, Diggs or whatever. I'm not always looking for the deep shot, but I think the more he played and the more the offense kind of fell into chaos mode, the more he just lived in chaos mode. I mean, the game against the Dolphins was extreme. Like, it's like, settle down, man. And like, take the check down, stop trying to, throw go routes all over the place. Like, give me a break. So I think it did contribute to Allen's worst habits, but yeah, it is tough how they attack the receiver position, because now, I still like Khalil Shakir, and I think he showed some flashes, but we don't have a lot to go off to just be like, oh, Khalil Shakir will be our slot receiver next year. I think that would be kind of aggressive, but we certainly don't. We don't need Cole Beasley back in the mix here. I mean, that was rough. We don't need Cole back there.
Oh, God. You know who might be a really interesting fit here? What about Juju Smith-Schuster? What do you think about him playing in this offense?
I was thinking maybe, I mean, he might be priced out because, like, Jacoby Myers, I think, is a good, real, real good player.
Ooh, that's nice.
And I think that, and like, yeah, he can beat man coverage more than Juju can beat man coverage, but I think he'll probably be priced. That's the problem, is like, now Josh Allen's contract like jumps up.
Kicks
you know,
in,
now,
yeah.
Now it's going to be hard to go out there and like, they're not going to make a Von Miller signing, that's for sure. But, you know, maybe a mid-tier receiver like a Juju Juju's just so limited. But I definitely think a Jacoby Myers would be really interesting. But yeah, I do think because they have Shakir in the mix, like, he might get interesting. But and again, he's a prospect that I think they're gonna have to draft guys. Like, that's the thing, because, you know, we're talking about how these teams that lost this weekend need help at wide receiver to varying degrees, and then you look at the teams that won this weekend, all of them have built these great, except Kansas City, because they have Patrick Mahomes. And like, don't ignore whatever's going on in Kansas City and don't try to replicate it, because you don't have Patrick Mahomes, period. But like, 49ers, they drafted and developed Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk. Ayuk is still on a rookie contract. Philadelphia, they obviously traded for AJ Brown, but they have Devontae Smith, draft developed, rookie contract. And then, of course, in Cincinnati, draft developed Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, both those dudes are on rookie quarterbacks. So, like, I think if you're a team like Buffalo, yeah, you could keep throwing money at the defense. You got to get better there. You got to get better on the offensive line. But I would definitely spend, like, maybe even like your late first round pick and get like, again, I'm not super familiar with the prospects right now, but I would potentially think about going young and try to draft, develop wide receivers to have them cost controlled while Steph Diggs is still making a lot of money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.